It's something I think about, I pray about. Tell me to love myself, and I've been. Tell me to wait a bit, and I did. Tell me to shoot my shot, but coach never puts me in. What's it like holding hands at the store? What's it like driving to explore? Turning the kitchen to a dance floor. What's it like waking up to a rose, a kiss on the tip of your nose? Getting to share all your favorite shows. I wanna know. You tell me be patient. Love takes time. But I've been waiting my whole life. You don't know how it feels to be slowly fading. Stuck here waiting on the
school. I did this program called IB, and it's basically like advanced placement but on steroids. So you're taking university level coursework with a bunch of additional classes and kids who want to go to Ivy League schools. So after graduation, instead of, you know, my social media feed being filled with pictures of people taking a gap year, you know, going on vacation, going on road trips, I would open my phone and see people who were on their way to med school or like studying astrophysics. And in those moments, I felt really insecure about myself, and I felt like I should have been doing way more than I was. And I don't know if it's just me who feels this, but like anytime I see anyone else who is achieving success in whatever field they're in, I tend to think, oh, I need to go do that now if I want to be successful. And it makes me feel really insecure about my path and my journey and where I'm at. And grade 12 was like the start of this really insecure time for me, because that was a time when everyone was making really huge decisions about their lives, and everyone's paths started to like diverge quite rapidly. And so I think especially because I was in a program with people who had very specific pursuits that were very different from what I was wanting in terms of music, it was really, really hard. And I feel like if you're in the creative fields, it's kind of inevitable that you'll end up feeling like this, because it's not linear, you know, like going and recording a song and writing music is progress, but it feels so different from someone who's like going to write the MCAT, you know? And so, yeah, after high school, I was really, really insecure with myself and with my path, and not even just with school, but like as a Black woman, I think I find myself always comparing myself to people with lighter skin, especially when it comes to like the likelihood of a crush liking me back. And I always think, oh, if I looked like my friends, like maybe I would have a chance with whoever. So I don't know. This was like, I think, peak insecurity for me during my coming of age journey. This one is called Girls Like You.
Lately I've been having trouble sleeping. Could it be the quarter life that's haunting me at night? Lately I've been trying to numb this feeling, so I get lost online to make me feel alright. But it only ever makes it worse, 'cause I get reminded. Girls like you know your path in life, college. Should I push it to the side? This dream I've had since 9. And trade it all just for my parents' vision. Cause everyone online has already hit their stride. And it only ever makes it worse. Cause I get reminded.
Introduce you guys to some more Black Vancouver artists who I've been loving recently. This next artist is named Shade Awele, and she's a fellow Nigerian artist who I met back when I was still in high school. Shade is a trailblazer who is the definition of hard work and the personification of a boss. I remember hearing this next song at her music video premiere 2 years ago, and I instantly fell in love. Her new album, Intuition, was released last year. And I'm going to be playing the title track for you all next. Without further ado, here's Intuition by Shade Awele.
My intuition telling me maybe this is meant to be. Cause every time I feel this strong pull, like this is something I could handle. But all the questions in my mind, asking is this the right time? My whirlwind of imaginations mixed with my infatuations of ya. If I press in, if I lean into it, if I hold fast, will I experience all of the places I've never been before? Fast pace and never changing carousel. My mind is ever rolling, and with you I'm ever flowing. I don't wanna lose this feeling, I don't. So I hold on fast to the truth. It might be just what I need. Hold on fast to the truth. It might be just what I need. Can't deny it. You might be what I've been searching for. I try, but I can hide it. Maybe this is what we're living for. Making memories we can't ignore. Oh, oh, a part of me wants to explore a love that lasts more and more. If I press in, if I lean into it, if I hold fast, will I experience all of the places I've never been before? I
You're listening to CFUR 88.7 FM in Prince George, BC, and we just heard Intuition by Sade Awale. Okay, so this next artist that I want to introduce you to is actually one of my favorite people on the planet. I met her because we'd always do shows together, and she's honestly the sweetest. She goes by Silent Saint J, and the only way I can describe her music is transcendent. Like, she brings you into her world, and it's the most enchanting experience. She's got such a cool aesthetic as well, and you just have to check out her Instagram. Oh, and she also makes her own clothing. Like, if you ever go and see her perform, which is a must because she's absolutely incredible live, she's probably wearing a custom outfit that she created herself. Like, a true artist. I love her so much. This is one of my favorite songs by her, and it's called Thrill.
This mess I'm making, is it worth the aching?
The last Vancouver artist that I want to put you guys onto is Crystal Dos Santos. I met her at a songwriting event and was instantly a fan. Not only is she an incredible musician, but she's also an accomplished musical theater actress as well. The track of hers that I'm going to be playing for you today is from her 2020 album, Bloom Burn, and it's called Here For You.
I know you're feeling lonely, baby, not anymore. Honey, just reach out to me. I'ma pull you right back to the shore. Getting lost in your feelings, but that's all about to change. Cause darling, I'll give you everything, yeah. Take away all your pain. I'll be here for you when you need me. I'll be here for you, never leaving. I'll be here for you now and evermore. We all got our troubles, and that's the name of the game. Gotta drink that lemonade, when bad times knock you down, you're getting back on your feet. Although your day was bitter, bitter, baby, I'ma make it all so sweet. I'll be here for you
This last song is probably the most vulnerable on the project, so much so that I can't even really listen to it when it comes on still. So, and if you grew up as the child of immigrant parents, you're probably going to understand this one, but there's so much sacrifice that goes into leaving the place that you were born behind and starting a new life in a foreign land. And it makes sense that you want your children to do well and be successful, and for this move and all of this sacrifice to mean something. And so I think sometimes it's really hard when you want to do something that's, you know, maybe that deviates from the plan a little bit. You know, anything in the creative field is usually the cause of a little rift. And I struggled with that night, and I still do. And so I wanted to write a song about that feeling. And I think this has been a really huge theme in my coming of age journey. And if you're listening to this right now, and if it's something that you're currently going through or have gone through, like, I see you. It's not easy. It's not something that I think is talked about enough of. And it's hard, but, you know, I think with a lot of reflection, I've grown to just be more understanding of everything. And, yeah, this is a song that I wrote that deals with it. It's, I wrote it with Hope Tala, who is absolutely incredible. This is called Could Have Been a Doctor.
Hey, I just wanted to call. I have family members literally asking me, so when are you going to get a real job?
I could have been a doctor, 'cause I help everybody else with their problems. Comes to mind, I can't seem to solve them. In another life, maybe I'd be a doctor. Could have been pleasing my family, golden child, everyone's happy, yeah. Everyone but me. 'Cause every time I could jump ship, something tells me that I shouldn't. Said I like to argue, that's true, I do. Always been one to stand ten toes down in the wrong shoes, being guided by the woes of my truth. Could have been pleasing my family, golden child, everyone's happy. Jump ship, something tells me that I shouldn't let go with ease. When did it become so wrong to dream? When did it become so hard to try and see? Life beyond monochrome possibilities. Tell me, when did it become so wrong to dream? They say I'm in over my head, swimming in the deep end, just trying to stay afloat and make it on my own. Not a wandering soul, I know where I want to go.
You know, my music is my job, my occupation is my career, it's my life. And it's hard, you know, when those you love, they want to see you do well, and they want to ensure your happiness, but we have to create our own happiness, and we have to find it within ourselves and do what makes us happy.
My name is Bukola once again, and thank you so much for spending this hour with me. It was really fun getting to share the songs from my new project with you. And if you like any of the songs that were played today, you can visit the playlog to revisit them. But also too, a lot of the songs that were played are from my sophomore EP, The Confessions of an Antisocial Butterfly, which is out now on all streaming platforms. And if you want to say hi, connect with me on social media, or tell me something about the show that you just heard today, you can reach me at Bukola Music across all streaming platforms. And who knows? Maybe I'll see you guys at a show sometime soon.
Thank you for tuning in to CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, British Columbia. Signing off, it's Bukola.
Community who will support you on your academic journey, the Student Learning Commons has got your back. The Student Learning Commons is SFU's Academic Success Center. We provide free workshops, one-on-one consultations, coaching, and online tutoring with a focus on writing, study skills, and academic English. All Student Learning Commons programs and services are available to SFU students and are approved by SFU as providing ethical, academically honest support. Learn more by visiting our locations in the library on all three SFU campuses, or check us out online at learningcommons.sfu.ca.